Proclamation number 4898 of 17th of May, 1950. God's love for his creatures. The fact that my love will never be withdrawn from you is proof that you emerged from my love which never changes. Therefore you will always be able to feel my love if you want it yourselves. Yet if you distance yourselves so far from me that you will never be able to feel the strength of my love, you will not be excluded from my love. Instead, my love will always create new opportunities to guide you back into its circuit so that you can participate in the happiness which my emanation of love means for you. You are children of my love. You cannot grasp the full extent of this statement because you can certainly sense the bliss of love on earth, but you would no longer be able to live if the abundance of my strength of love were to flow through you in the body of flesh. What has emerged from my love will eternally remain my share, of which I will not let anything get lost because it is intimately united with me, even in the state of apostasy, which the being itself certainly experiences but which can never take place from me because it is kept by my love. But unlimited beatitude only means love when it unites both partners, which is why I constantly court my living creation's love in order to be able to provide them with bliss through this love, and I myself find happiness in this love. Yet one day my love will reach it, because its strength is inconceivable. It just does not have an unrestrained effect on my children, because I want them to come to me voluntarily, that they also voluntarily show their love to me, that they become my children in truth, which lets them find intimate love for the Father. And because I love you with unchanged strength, you can also trust me and consider everything possible which otherwise seems impossible to you if it is a blessing for you. For because I love you, I don't want to deny you anything that makes you happy. I just don't want to grant you anything that contributes to your unhappiness either. Therefore leave it up to me how and in what form I give to you as long as you live on earth. For my infinite love determines this and my wisdom recognizes what is helpful for you. Yet always be convinced that you possess my love, that it looks after you and only ever wants to promote your eternal salvation. Be convinced that you will eternally remain my children who will never be rejected by the Father's love because they emerged from my love, which remains eternally unchanged. Amen.